Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Summertime is camp time, and today we get a preview of Camp Eagle at Children's Harbor on Lake Martin. Linda Gibson Young is chair of the Alabama Asthma Coalition, and she wears many hats. She's a certified asthma educator, a family nurse practitioner, and a professor at Auburn University. She joins us by Skype to talk about asthma and a camp that's made possible by the support of donors. Linda, it's been a while since we've talked, and you have devoted 25 years of your life to addressing the problem of asthma. Do you have a personal connection in your family by chance?
Yes, it is near and dear to my heart because I have a 15-year-old child living with asthma. He's severe persistent asthma and is on medications every day. And it's important that we address asthma to all to ensure that we have a clear understanding. Asthma is a chronic condition and lasts a lifetime. It cannot be cured, but it can be controlled, and that's the important piece that we try to get across to people. So it is near and dear to me, and it's something that I want to continue talking about and connecting with people across this state and beyond to address asthma.
You're a certified asthma educator besides being a family nurse practitioner. The last time we talked, it was about COVID. How is the coalition doing, the Alabama Asthma Coalition?
Wow, we have made extensive progress during the pandemic. Everybody was working very hard. Hospitals and communities and families were all addressing the pandemic on their own. And then for the past year, we've come back together. We meet the second Friday of every month. You can find us on Facebook under the Alabama Asthma Coalition. And we encourage people to connect because our mission is to provide leadership to improve health outcomes and the quality of life by preventing asthma episodes, by identifying asthma and managing asthma through partnerships, through coordinated partnerships. But we're focused on impacting healthcare, impacting schools, impacting environment, as well as policy and advocacy.
Well, here we are in the summertime, heat and humidity. Give us some advice for your listeners coping with all of this if they have an asthma member of their family.
Asthma, for many people, is a quiet time in the summer because we don't see as many viral infections or exposure to a lot of people. We're outside and exercising, although some experience poor asthma in the summer. So it's important to just recognize that every asthma individual is different and has different experiences. Hot, humid weather, exposure to pollens or trees and grasses can cause asthma symptoms to flare up. Sports and just playing outside or camping could also lead to increased coughing or wheezing, shortness of breath. So for many people, asthma symptoms tend to improve in the summer, but for others, they are still triggered in the summer. So I want to encourage people to just be aware of the smell that we provide others, such as cigarette smoke or strong perfumes. That can trigger somebody with asthma. So it's important to just be aware of things that we're doing. I would also highlight that air pollution can be worse with the heat. So it can trap that matter in the air from pollution or from cars and trucks. I mean, the air can become somewhat stagnant. I would always encourage you to be aware of asthma symptoms. So it might be coughing, chest tightness, shortness of breath. And when those episodes happen in the summertime or throughout the year, it's important to address that because those airways are inflamed and swollen, makes it difficult to breathe. So if life-threatening situation, please go ahead and call 911. If constant coughing or frequent coughing, I encourage you to go see your healthcare provider.
What is the Alabama Asthma Coalition doing in the way of camps, and is it too late to sign up for children?
You know, I'm really glad you asked that. In the state of Alabama, we have 3 asthma camps. Camp Weezaway is always held at the beginning of the summer, and so that camp went very well. Then we have Virtual Young Teen Asthma and Wellness Camp. So this camp is for teenagers, or pretty much 11 years of age through about 15, 16 years of age. And this camp is completely virtual for youth throughout the summertime. This camp is held this week, so we were in the midst of connecting with teens across the state to address asthma and wellness. And then the final camp is held at the end of the summer, and that is Asthma Camp Eagle. Asthma Camp Eagle is held at the Lake Martin Children's Harbor, July 24th through 27th, so you still have some time to sign up. Children would be required to be between 7 and 12 years of age, and they would have to have asthma. We always communicate with the healthcare providers before camp so we can understand what that child is on a daily basis, how severe that child's asthma is. But what we do is we focus on asthma and education. We focus on nutrition and maintaining a healthy status. And then we address fun, playing outdoors, running, swimming, canoeing in the lake, and we just have fun activities at Children's Harbor. So if you're interested in Asthma Camp Eagle, please find us on Facebook and sign up a child between 7 and 12 years of age. And I want to address that this camp is completely free.
So, Linda, how is it that the camp can be free?
So we work hard throughout the year to connect with people who care about asthma, and we have many donors that give of their money, of their time to help with this camp. Donors that help pay for swimming lessons so we can focus on the importance of swimming, which is a wonderful exercise for children living with asthma. We also have arts and crafts and games and sports. And we're just thankful for the partnerships that we have. Children's Hospital provides the foundation of Children's Harbor, and this is where a lot of our assistance comes from. So we are thankful for all of our donors with Asthma Camp Eagle in preparation for a wonderful adventure for 50 children, free camp in the summer.
So, Linda, final question. Is asthma on the upswing with children and adults?
It can be as low as 7% based on gender or ethnicity to 11 and 12% across the Alabama region. We have seen changes associated with either the pandemic or respiratory conditions, and it's important that we have a clear diagnosis. So ensuring that we have a standardized education and we follow guidelines for asthma is so important. And that's why the coalition is a key component towards asthma management in the state of Alabama.
Well, I want to thank you for your time today. And again, you reminded your listeners that it's important to get with a healthcare provider to get proper care for people with asthma.
Definitely. Thank you for your time today, and I'm really glad to talk over asthma.
Joining us by Skype was Linda Gibson Young, chair of the Alabama Asthma Coalition. More information about the coalition and Camp Eagle, July 24th through 27th, can be found at their Facebook page, Alabama Asthma Coalition. Thanks for joining us today for In Focus, which is a podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.